Petavach Shavua Tov. This is Reuven Wolf from Mayan Yisrael Hasidic Center. I'd like to thank you for joining and listening to tonight's class. If you like this class and want it to continue weekly, please, we need your help. Go to our website at mayon.com. That's M-A-A-Y-O-N. And send us an email that you are interested in being a sponsor, a broadcast sponsor, and a partner in this great work. Also tonight, if you go to our website at mayon.com, you can sign up for a spectacular raffle that we are having. The drawing is tonight, and it is for a round-trip business class tickets, two round-trip business class tickets to Eretz Yisrael, and also two or three nights at the luxurious Mamila Hotel, one or two nights at the Hod HaMidbar Dead Sea Spa Resort, two or three nights at a private vacation rental in Tzfat, seven gourmet dinners for two at any restaurant while you're on your vacation in Eretz Yisrael, and $100 per day on transportation. And tonight, the raffle is taking place. That's happening in Los Angeles, so you're a little bit ahead on the East Coast listening to this. Go to our website and join the raffle. You have all the instructions on joining the raffle. And again, the raffle is happening tonight, and then tomorrow it's going to be too late. Thank you so much. As we've done in the last few weeks, we're going to learn a piece of Tanya relating to this week's Parsha. This week was Parshas Mishpatim. So we're going to learn something relating to the concept and idea of Parshas Mishpatim. The Parsha deals with civil law. And we hear the Torah is getting into technical details of arguments and disputes that people might have one with each other. So if a person is going to be studying to be a dayan, to be a judge in a Jewish court, of course, you have to know all these halachos. However, if you're not going to be a judge, what is the point of learning these laws of Parshas Mishpatim? And in a sense, this week's Parsha is the source of so much of the Gemara, so much of Mishnah and Talmud law, so many tractates, Mesechtes, that deal with the laws derived from Parshas Mishpatim. Mesechtes Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra, those Mesechtes, those tractates that most yeshivas are occupied learning most of the time. And we need to understand, why is it so important to learn laws about legal law? If you're not planning to be part of the legal system, why is the average Jew commanded to study Torah? And what would be the inspiration in learning these laws? So in this Perek in Tanya, the Alter Rebbe gives us a phenomenal idea and understanding of the power of Torah study and what happens when a Jew studies Torah and he studies and he comprehends and he grasps a law, any law, but in especially and also the laws in Parshas Mishpatim, which are the laws, again, between arguments between people in litigation. So what happens to the person who studies that halacha? What kind, see, aside from knowing how to implement and how to rule in this case, if this scenario, if this thing is going to ever happen, but aside from that, the very learning of it itself, it enables a person to have a union and a bond with God, with Hashem, in a manner that nothing else equals to. There's no other possibility to be able to have such a deep union with Hashem, even though someone is learning what might seem to be a law that doesn't talk about Hashem, it doesn't talk about anything spiritual, but the very physical law, yet, when a person studies it as part of Torah study, the bonding of their soul with Hashem is spectacular. And this is in Perek Hei in Tanya, chapter number 5. We're going to begin, Pasuk, if this is on page Tess, Perek Hei. Let's see. From the beginning of the Perek. Well, the Toisvus beer into added explanation. Be'er Eitiv to explain very well. Lashon Tfisa, the idea of grasping. Sha'amar Eliyo, Anavi says, Leis Machshava Tfisa Bach, that in Hashem, no one can grasp you. There is no thought that can grasp you. Eliyo Anavi says, if you try to know your Creator, you try to know God, it's a futile attempt. The mind cannot grasp God. See, our minds can grasp Hashem's powers, various different attributes or elements or expressions of divinity. But to God Himself, no one has any access. Because our Hashem is not relatable to any mind, even of celestial beings above, even of the most sublime super minds of above. No one has any approach and even an inkling of being able to touch the God Himself, the infinite, undefinable Hashem. Nevertheless, he's going to say that what? So what he's got is that when we study Torah, we are grasping God Himself. We're grasping, comprehending, and understanding Him, because Hashem and His Torah are one. So when we study Torah and we assimilate it in our minds, we're literally merging with Hashem. But in order to understand it, he says, first let's understand the quality of the mind in the first place, of study and learning, as it applies to anything. When a person studies something, we call it grasping. You're grasping. So physically, we understand what it means to grasp. If I grasp a hold of a chair and I pick it up, I grasp the chair. What does it mean to grasp a concept, grasp an idea? We use it all the time. I went to a shiur, I went to a class, and I didn't understand, and I didn't grasp what the teacher was saying. Why are we using the term grasp? So he says, just like physically, we take hold of something, and when we grasp it, we pick it up. So too, our minds can pick up, it grasps, it takes hold of an idea by understanding it. When you understand it, the idea enters into the person's mind. Let's read inside. In a kol seichel, every intelligence, kishamaskel, when it comprehends, umasig, and it grasps, besichloi, in his mind. Eizamuskel, any idea, any concept, when a concept is grasped, hareya seichel, toifes esamuskel. So then, the mind grasps the concept. Because you're now understanding, you wrap your mind around the idea, you're taking it in. Umakifoi, and you're encompassing it, besichloi, in one's intelligence. The muskel and the idea and the concept nitfas is being taken hold of, it's being grasped, umukav, and it is encompassed, umelubish, and it is enclosed, b'taycha seichel, in the mind, shehesigoy, that has grasped it, v'hiskiloy, and that has comprehended it. So when your mind, when you understand any idea, when I understand the mathematical equation, 2 plus 2 equals 4, so when I really get that and really understand it, so my mind has now taken that idea into it. It's part of my knowledge. So it's within me. It's part of my mind. The gam haseichel, but there's a second thing that happens. The gam haseichel and also the mind melubish is enclosed the bimuskal in that concept bishashem asigoy at the time that you're working on grasping it. And taking hold of it in your intelligence, which means before you get it, while you're still trying to wrap your mind around the idea, what is happening is your mind is probing in this concept. The mind has now entered into this concept. What do I mean it entered into this concept? The mind is not free to think something else. At this very moment, my mind cannot think other things other than this concept which I'm trying to grasp, which means that the mind is now somehow swimming within the idea. See, once you absorb the idea and you understand it, and the idea has entered inside the person's mind, and now the mind has encompassed it. It's part of your thinking. You don't have to, you're not occupied with it anymore. You can go on to explore something else. But it's inside the mind. And whenever you want to think about it, you can just think about it and open it up. It's like a file that you've downloaded. It became part of your thinking. You can open it up and then re-experience it again. But it's within the person. But while you're seeking to grasp it, then your mind is occupied. You're within the concept. Derech mashal, and he gives an example. Kisha adam neivin umasik. When a person understands and grasps, eiza halacha, any type of a halacha, b'mishnah. When he's studying the Mishnah, oy b'gemara, or a person is studying Talmud, la'ashur and you understand it thoroughly, al burya, really well, and a sichloi toifis umakif oiso. So then a person's intelligence is grasping and encompassing it. The gam sichloi, and also, so again, you're grasping the idea. The gam sichloi melubish ba. Your mind is also enclosed in the idea. Ba oisisha at the time that you're trying to take a hold of the idea. All right, this is by any kind of study. If you're studying arithmetic, you're studying science, so whatever it is that you're trying to understand, there is that union of the mind and the idea. Once you understand it, the idea has been entered and merged with the mind. Before you understand it and during the exploration, your mind is completely enveloped in the idea. And now he says, if this idea that we're talking about now is Torah, if you're trying to study a Mishnah or a Gemara or something that you're trying to understand from the Torah, being that the Torah is God's intelligence, and as we said earlier in Tanya from the Rambam, that God and his intelligence are one, so when you're probing God's intelligence, your mind and your soul is swimming within God, because you're trying to grasp, you're trying to take a concept, and now you're not grasping it yet, you're within the pool of knowledge that you're trying to stretch your mind to be able to take it in. So you're within the concept. after you conclude the study and you really get it and you understand the question and the answer of the Gemara. So what happened is, and then that concept, that Torah concept, has now entered into your mind. That means that a piece of divine intelligence has merged with your human mind, with a human mortal mind. And that piece of divine intelligence is one with the infinite creator of God, with infinite creator, God himself. And every little piece of Torah is part of Hashem's mind. And Hashem doesn't, his mind is not broken, his intelligence is not made up of pieces. So it's really part of Hashem's entire intelligence. It's the whole intelligence. And that intelligence is one with what? With Hashem himself. So God himself has entered into a person's mind. Not only entered, but he has merged and fused with a person's mind. Unbelievable what he's explaining over the Allah is this Allah. It is the wisdom and the will of God. It has arose in God's desire. That when Reuven is going to make this argument, by way of analogy, Reuven is going to say, you owe me money, whatever, for whatever reason. And Shimon is going to respond so and so. Right? If this case is going to come to the Beis Din, that's what's always discussed in Masechtas Tractate Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra, Shnei Moichsim Betalos, two people holding onto a talos. This one said, I found it first. The other one said, I found it. But so there's an argument. So then it comes to court, comes to trial, to litigation. And now, and the Torah says that what? Yiap Psak Bineim. This is the way you should resolve it. The Psak, the verdict, should be Kach V'Kach, so and so. And he says, Va'af, and even if, Im Lo Yehoya, if this never happened. If this argument, this type of an event never happened, and if it will never be happen in the future, but they should come to a court. They should come to judge on this case. On these arguments and these claims, someone says, so why am I learning it? If it never is going to happen, sometimes the Gemara presents cases that are so unlikely to happen. See, why do I have to learn this? Nevertheless, this is how it arose in Hashem's ratzon and Hashem's desire. The chachmasi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem's wisdom, that if this one argues so, and this one will argue so, and the verdict will be so. So when a person knows and comprehends in his intelligence, psak ze, this verdict, kahalacha harucha b'mishnah, like kahalacha that is laid out in the Mishnah or Gemara, which means if someone studies it out of some other law book, and he's not realizing that he's studying Torah, he's just studying, even let's say the law, let's say American law, would be similar to the Torah law, and you're learning the same concept as part of American law, but not as Torah law, then this, you're not merging with God. Because it's only in the Torah that is divine intelligence. So therefore, when you're learning this halacha, b'mishnah, oy gemara, or the gemara, oy paiskim, or in the halachic responsa, or halachic authorities in any of their writings, masik v'toifes, so now the person is apprehending, v'toifes, and grasping, umakif p'sichloi, the person, the human being, the human mind is encompassing in his brain, ritzoynoi v'chachmase shalakadosh baruch hu, the will and the wisdom of God, the leis machshavet visabei, a God that no one can ever grasp, no one can ever probe. Hashem's mind and Hashem himself is ungraspable. Nevertheless, so it's impossible to grasp him. And if you can't grasp God, you can't grasp God's will, the chachmasa, and it's impossible to know God's wisdom. However, there's one exception. When God invested himself, his will and his desire in the halachos, in the laws, haruches lefanenu, that are laid out in front of us. So when you're understanding the halacha, you're grasping God, because God squeezed his mind into these halachas. He compressed his infinite intelligence into these laws. The gam sichloi. And the other thing that also, this is after you understand it, that you're taking Hashem into your mind. The gam sichloi, and also the person's mind, the person's intelligence, melubish behem, is enclosed in them. Because the person is now enclosed in the idea while you're trying to understand it. So now you're unified with Hashem in two ways. God is enveloping the person, and the person is enveloping Hashem. For who yichud nifla, and he says the unity of the soul with God, the unity of the person with Hashem, is so wondrous. She'ein yichud kemayu, there isn't a unity like that possible at all. You can't take two physical objects. So you take two drinks and you mix them together. You're never going to get such a thorough mixture as the mixture of the mind and an idea that you thoroughly understand. They become totally one. as he says, she'en yichud kamayu v'loy ke'er ko'nimtza klal begashmiz. In the physical world, when you're mixing two entities, you'll never get such a thorough, deep, perfect mixture. Lias la'achadim, for them to be unified, united, umiyuchadim mamish, and unified, literally, mekol tzad pina, from every direction, from inside and from outside. You're enveloped and being enveloped. V'zois ma'aliyah seyde gedoyla, and this Torah study stands out and greater than all the other mitzvahs. And if it is a greater quality than a flaw and a wonder is la'inkates infinitely, asher b'mitzvahs yediyah satorah, which is in the mitzvah of knowing the Torah of asagasa and grasping it, al kol ha'mitzvahs ma'isiyas, over all other physical mitzvahs. Afilu ha'mitzvahs atluyas b'dibor, even over ha'mitzvahs that are dependent, which are related to speech. And even, because someone might say that the Torah is greater because it's a mitzvah of speech, and speech is a higher quality of the soul than action. Most mitzvahs are action. This mitzvah is mitzvahs with speech. Speech is higher than action, therefore it's a higher quality mitzvah. He says, no, deeper than that. Even mitzvahs that are, other mitzvahs that are through speech, like saying a bracha or the like, or even mitzvahs Talmud Torah Shebedibor, there's a mitzvah to utter words of Torah. That too is a mitzvah. But that's not the mitzvah we're talking about now. We're talking about the mitzvah of comprehending Torah. Two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to comprehend Torah, and there's a mitzvah to say words of Torah. So in this regard that we're learning over here, in terms of one's unity with God, there is no mitzvah in the world that causes the person to be unified with Hashem in the same way, like through Limud HaTorah, like this Torah study. They call our mitzvahs because all ordinary mitzvahs, shebedibur of speech or maisa, and in action, HaKadosh Baruch Hu malbesh es hanefesh. Hashem is enclothing the person, umakifa, and he's encompassing Oyer Hashem, the light of Hashem, Erosh Vadraglo, is encompassing the soul. If I'm engaged in a godly act, I'm drawing godly light down, godly energy, God's will on the person. But I'm not grasping God. I am being grasped, but I am not grasping. But in the knowledge of Torah, Milvad, aside, Shasecho Malubish B'Chachmas Hashem, that the intelligence is enclothed in the godly wisdom, Hine Gam Chachmas Hashem B'Kirboy, Hashem's Chachma is also within the person. This that the person is grasping, apprehending, grasping, and encompassing in his mind, that which he's able to grasp and to apprehend from the knowledge of Torah, every person according to his intelligence, and the power of his knowledge, and his grasping in the four levels of Torah, which are the four different ways in which we can study Torah. Any type of Torah study, we are experiencing a union and emergence with God, which is not available in any other mitzvah and any kind of thing. And this is incredible inspiration, not to waste any time, but to study Torah as all the time, because it's an opportunity of incredible, incredible transcendence and a connection to Hashem that is unbelievable and it lasts forever and ever. Agut Avach, thanks for listening. Again, go to our website to sign in for the raffle tonight, mayon.com, M-A-A-Y-O-N.com. Shavua Tov. Have a wonderful, good week.